Welcome to the fifth episode of our UCEM in Conversation with podcast, where I'm joined by Josh Olney, aka the Apprenticeship Guy. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. The sun's out, which is nice. Beat some of our December weather, so can't complain. Puts you in a good mood. Good, good. So, over here in Bracknell and over there in the West Country. So, good to see the sun out today. So, the apprenticeship guy, as I have just referred to you there, what is it?
So, the apprenticeship guy is a resource channel that offers advice and tips on apprenticeships for school leavers. As I say, it's primarily targeted at school and college leavers, just because I feel that they would value this information the most. But it's also an area for fellow apprentices to share their experiences with a look to improving the apprenticeship route in general.
Okay, and why did you start it?
I started this channel because I believe my experience so far is worth sharing. I haven't really seen anything similar on social media as a whole. So you've got all of like these industry leaders and, you know, like UCAS and stuff like that who share stuff, but I don't believe it's accessible as possible. And I must admit, I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I was leaving college 3 years ago. It was only when I spoke to one of my fellow friends who was a bit older than me, and he spoke about his apprenticeship, that I thought that it was a viable option for myself. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people out there who are in a similar position to what I was. So if I can be that one person that can give them a bit of inspiration to go and do an apprenticeship rather than university, then fantastic.
And really laudable that, you know, that idea there. And I think, you know, I've taken a look at the apprenticeship guy, and I think you mentioned the word authenticity in part of your description. And I think that, you know, it's a great idea to do this and to show what it's like for others to maybe follow in your footsteps. So I think you touched on it there, but what do you hope to achieve with the apprenticeship guy?
So for me, I want the apprenticeship guy to be the go-to channel for school and college leavers when thinking about their first career step. It may be that I venture out and go and cover universities, but for the moment, I'm just going to stick with apprenticeships because obviously it's what I've experienced, it's what I know. But another goal of mine is completing presentations on sort of mental health and apprenticeships for year 12 and year 13 students across the UK, just because I believe there isn't enough of that out there, if you know what I mean. Mm. I don't believe it's covered enough in schools and colleges, and I could be a really useful resource. How I balance that with work is something I haven't yet discussed with my colleagues, but I'm sure I can work it out at some point. And I also hope to partner with companies like Arcadis to promote their apprenticeships and be the much needed link between students and companies.
Great stuff. And how you're doing this is that you've got a blog, you've also got a YouTube channel. And on the YouTube channel front, you've got two videos so far. So you've got one which details a day in the life of an apprentice project manager, which is yourself, during lockdown. And the second highlights the positives and negatives of an apprenticeship. So, you know, moving forward, what content and videos do you have in the pipeline?
So the main one for me is I've got a series coming soon where I'll be hosting a Q&A with others about their apprenticeships, and we'll be doing some kind of activity to keep it a bit more enjoyable. So, for example, my first video of this series will be me and a mate of mine playing Football Manager, or we might go to the local golf course and have a round, and then we'll just discuss his apprenticeship. And eventually I want to expand on this and complete a video for every type of apprenticeship in the UK, just because I believe that it'll be a really useful source for people looking into it. And I know that YouTube has a massive market now.
Mm. Yeah, it's hugely growing as a social media channel, and interesting kind of concept you've got there. It's kind of like the car share type interviews, you know, the likes of James Corden have done, and, you know, sort of doing something whilst discussing a particular topic. So good luck with that. I hope your swing holds up when you play golf, and
sure it won't. We'll see.
So yeah, it'll be a test of those multi tasking capabilities which us men are supposed to be struggling with. And just, you know, you mentioned there your ambitions, and also you already have begun the apprenticeship guy. So I just wanted to know, how are you fitting in this into your schedule? And certainly on that second part, the ambition about having a video for every type of apprenticeship role available in the UK, I mean, how long do you think that project will take?
And it's an interesting point, and I must admit, I did wake myself up last night thinking about it. I didn't realise to the extent how busy I was going to be all of a sudden. I must admit, I saw it as a little bit of a hobby that I was just going to take forward and, you know, see where I got it to. But then all of a sudden I come up with a business plan and where I wanted to be. And as soon as you do that, you've made your first step. And I've realised now, making this first step, that I've got a long way to go and I've got to put a lot of work in. Mm. And on your second point about videos, I don't have an estimation for that. I mean, I don't even know how many roles there are in the country at the moment, so that'll be something for me to research. Mm. I think I'll play it by ear. It'll be one of those things that I do, and I try and produce something for every Sunday, let's say, just one YouTube video a week, and then I just keep expanding, keep growing my network, and it gets to a point where I can do it, and it's a viable option for me. But yeah, it's certainly been interesting, and how I balance that with my apprenticeship and my university study is something that I'm going to have to work out.
Mm. So it's growing organically, and you know, you're sort of taking it as it comes. But you know, I was impressed also that you've got already a brand logo as well. So that's quite a nice touch, and shows the kind of professionalism in which you want to take this project. Which seems to include, of course, you know, marketing what you're doing as well. And hopefully, of course, this podcast will help with more people, you know, knowing about what you're doing and potentially following your journey. So, you know, your journey is that you study on UCEM's Chartered Surveyor Apprenticeship on the project management pathway whilst working as an apprentice project manager at Arcadis. So how are you finding the apprenticeship so far?
I must admit, Andrew, I love it. I've met some fantastic people and had some wonderful memories already, experiences. And don't get me wrong, it's been incredibly challenging. But if it wasn't, I'd be asking whether it was all worth it. I hated my final couple of years at school, and I sort of battled anxiety for college. So coming to Arcadis and having that apprenticeship experience has really sort of lifted me out of where I was. It's helped me grow mentally as an individual, and without it, I wouldn't be half the person I am now.
That's fantastic. You know, really glad to hear that you're enjoying it. And, you know, one aspect of studying with us is that it's online. So how have you found our online learning offer?
I've enjoyed learning this way, I must be honest. The content I learn is very similar to how I learn at work. You know, I'm given a task and I have to balance my time effectively to ensure I get it done. I like being able to work at my own speed as well, in the comfort of my own home. Usually joggers at the moment, I must admit, I do love them. but I like, so of course, I may have missed out on the social element of sort of university and stuff like that. And I've mentioned in a video where I feel quite envious of sort of fellow friends who've gone off to university. But at the moment, I'm sure they're experiencing much the same as what I'm doing. I'm sure they're learning from home like I am. And I must say that the tutors have been extremely helpful at UCEM, and I've thoroughly enjoyed learning something new about every topic.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned your friends at university, but obviously one of the benefits of apprenticeships are the fact that you are earning whilst you're learning as well. So the student debt doesn't come into it as it would for your peers, really. So it is a really great alternative way to be picking up the skills, and also to be taking those skills into the workplace, you know, seeing that in action. So, you know, you discussed how the tutors have been extremely helpful. So how have you found the support by other UCEM staff in your apprenticeship?
Yeah, so they've been really helpful as well. So I have an outcomes officer who I have a meeting with every 10 weeks just to talk about my apprenticeship and university progress. I also have meetings with tutors of each module just to ensure I'm keeping on track. And every time I've spoken to someone, everyone I've spoken to has been extremely helpful. And the thing I like most is that they genuinely care about your progress, which can't be the same. Well, you can't talk the same about that for sort of the younger years that you go through. So sort of school, you're sort of just a figure that they try and get you through. They try and get you to get your results, whereas here you can genuinely see that they care.
Yeah, well, you know, again, really great to hear. And again, it kind of goes against the theory that when you study online, it's less personable. You know, we do have many staff who help you on that journey. And yeah, I'm glad to hear that it's been so positive for you. And so that's what's happening currently. But, you know, you're doing this, you're doing the apprenticeship, Guy. So, you know, looking further ahead, what are your career aspirations?
So they've jumped around a lot, to be honest. At 10 years old, I wanted to be an architect and live in Australia. If I can say that, if that's the same for me now, I'm not too sure, to be honest. I still maybe want to be an architect in the future, but I'm not too sure. But instead, I sort of want to manage the design and construction of the largest stadium projects in the world, because it's always been a passion of mine. And I also have another aspiration to be an ambassador for mental health, especially for young people, as I was mentioning earlier. I believe it's much needed. But this is part of the reason why the Apprenticeship Guy is here. I want to be a positive platform for young people to look at and see an example of someone who was able to overcome some extremely challenging times and look at that and go, well, if he can do it, then why can't I? And my career aspiration isn't necessarily becoming the best project manager in the world that ever lived, or even becoming the CEO of Arcadis. If I get there and I've deserved to get there, then fantastic. However, if I don't, I still will have wanted to leave a positive legacy behind.
And that's great as well, not just to see the role which you may be aspiring to, but also, you know, the impact of this and what you want to do more holistically. I mean, you know, mental health is such an important thing. And I think this year, in all years, it's probably come to the fore more than ever, really. You know, it's been a very challenging year, I think, for everyone in the world, really. And understanding, you know, how you deal with that with your mental health is incredibly important. So if you can be an ambassador for that would be fantastic. And I think there are more steps being made by organisations, discussions to be had about mental health. I mean, you mentioned it a couple of times there. I just wanted to touch upon that and ask you, you know, what drew your interest in mental health, and what advice would you have for people who may be struggling, whether it's with their work or whatever it may be, based on your own experience?
So yeah, I'm not going to disclose exactly what my mental health problem is. I don't encourage anyone to do that. But for me, mental health is extremely important, and it's something that I've had to deal with throughout my teens. From a very young age, I sort of suffered from mental health problems, and it's stuck with me, basically. And it was only since really starting my apprenticeship that I started using the techniques that I built up over 10 years and really done something positive about them. So my advice for anyone going through a mental health problem is to talk to someone. You don't have to speak publicly about it to the whole world. Just speak to one person you trust and just get that bit of extra support that you need for the time being. Because don't get me wrong, this year has been so difficult, it wouldn't surprise me if a lot more people have them now. So please do just reach out to anyone you think you trust and just talk to them, because it's the most important first step that you can take.
That's fantastic advice. I mean, we have a wellbeing team at UCEM, and they will always signpost to the mental health resources we do have. Nightline is one of those which you can call as a student as well if you are experiencing mental health challenges. And also Mind, of course, is another one which, you know, you can look for help and just, as you say, get that sounding board when you're experiencing difficulties and hopefully, you know, look to overcome them and feel better for it. So, yeah, that's fantastic. You know, really good, all the work you're doing with the Apprenticeship Guy, the fact that you're, you know, really striving to be the very best you can be, and that you're enjoying the apprenticeship as well. And having discussed all that, to finish off the conversation, and something we tend to do with our UCM in Conversation podcast is ask a few quickfire questions at the end. So something a little bit more lighthearted in general, perhaps apart from the first question, which is still a little bit related to your career. So just starting off, what interested you in pursuing a career in project management?
So I've always wanted to work on football stadiums in some fashion. Obviously, when I was younger, I wanted to design them. However, now I can see myself actually being on the whole process from start to finish. And with project management, I have the chance to oversee that whole project, which is something I never thought I'd be able to do. And the skills I've gained and will continue to gain from project management are also transferable to a lot of careers. So it may be the case that once I'm chartered, I decide to go and do something completely different, but I'll still have the relevant skills to back that career change up. And who knows, one day that career change may be me becoming my manager of my beloved Luton Town. So just hold out for that one. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but hold out.
Well, yeah, and Luton are... they are moving into a new stadium, from what I understand. So you never know, that if you can get the timings right, then that's something you could be involved in. But
I do believe Arcadis are working on that. So any contacts, if you're listening to this, just give me a shout.
You'll have to share this far and wide, and yeah, certainly could get a handle on it. And yeah, I'm sure working on football stadiums would be hugely enjoyable. Means of work, and hopefully we're all back in the stadiums as soon as possible. Should be good next year for that to be the case, and for you to see how Luton seem to be coping very well in the Championship. So discussing Luton, one of your videos, you can see the framed images, or well, your framed shirts which you've got behind you. So I was having to think who is that, because I saw the EasyJet and the orange, and it's very very noticeable and stands out. Yeah. And eventually I sort of twigged to that it was Luton, but your previous answer does help me with that. So second question is, who's your favorite Luton player of all time?
Yeah, and obviously Luton's been defined by being just an airport city, or an airport town even. But in answer to your question, my favourite ever Luton Town player has got to be Steve McNulty. He was our former captain in the conference years, so I'm talking 6, 7, 8 years ago now. But he arguably shouldn't have been a footballer. You know, he was 6'1", near an 18 stone, possibly 20 stone at one point. But he was an incredibly smart player and read the game better than most at that level. And he sums up everything Luton are about to me, taking chances on people, bringing through leaders and finding smart solutions to gaining success. And I believe that's why we're doing so well in the Championship right now. And also, check out his goal against Southport in 2013. It was an absolute screamer.
I do remember that there have been memes with Steve McNulty in football circles. And so, certainly stands out as not being your archetypal figure. When you think of a footballer, you probably wouldn't think of him, but it just shows that if you've got the right football smarts about you, then you can make a very successful career. And for another footballer probably in that range, see John Parkin, 6'4", I think he was, and probably pushed over 20 stone, but always knew how to put the ball in the back of the net at quite a high level.
And he was at Luton as well at one point. I remember watching him when I was younger. It did all right for us, I think. But there you go.
Yes, I think Preston North End was where he had his most successful part of his career. But yeah, like you say, just really good to see your non-conformist looking footballers also making a really good career and showing what they can achieve, which is very inspiring.
It is, and it's relevant to a lot of other careers as well. It's like, if you believe you can go and do it, like these people have done that, and they've believed in what they can do, and they've done it, you know. So take inspiration from it, as you've said.
Yeah, and you just know, unfortunately, with football crowds, that there will be a lot of abuse they probably will have received on the football pitch about how they look and their supposed weight issues. So to have done what they've done with all of that is definitely inspiring. You live near to Bristol. So the third question is, what's the best thing about living in the Southwest?
It's got to be how peaceful it is living in the countryside and being so close to the sea. So I used to live in Northampton for 14 years when I was younger. And it's basically slap bang in the centre of England. I even checked it up on a map and it's pretty much spot on. But it would take hours and hours to get anywhere near the coast. But now I can jump in the car for 20 minutes and just take the dogs on the beach for a walk. And it's just, as I was talking about mental health, it's something that just keeps me sane, keeps me going.
Mm. And that's something I think in general, unless you are living in Northampton, that this country, you're never too far away from the coast. Certainly, most places you tend to be just about an hour from the coast, and we're lucky to have that and be able to make the most of it. And as we're speaking, we're just, 9 days away from Christmas, or rather 8, poor maths.
Is it that near?
Yeah, I was just having to look at my calendar there, so we're on the 17th, so yeah, eight days. Like I say, maths maybe not my strong point, but with it shortly being upon us, is there a go-to Christmas film you'll be watching this year?
So for me, and one I watch every year on Christmas Day, is Jack Frost, the 1998 one with Michael Keaton. It's probably not one you're expecting, but anything with sports suits me. I just think it's a great movie.
I didn't know it had a sporting element, to be honest. So what's the sport with that?
So it's ice hockey. Basically a story of a young guy who loses his dad, who gives him some magic harmonica and something like that, and comes back as a snowman. It's just a very nice story.
Yeah, I'd only seen the sort of clips, which are the snowman themselves. So yeah, I didn't even know that, but that would be another compelling reason for me to give that a go, I think. And sticking to the Christmas theme, with our final quickfire question, what's your favourite Christmas song?
So for me, and one I've listened to quite a lot over these past few years since working, is Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea. So I listen to it driving home every day for the last few years. You know what I mean. On the last working day, not every day, that would be a little bit weird. But I'm not really sure what it'll be this year, because I haven't been travelling anywhere. Mm. So who knows, if we did this interview again, then next year I'm sure I'd come up with something else.
Yeah, no, it's one of those classics. So, always good to get into the spirit of things by listening to those songs. And I agree. I usually would be doing that on the last, or certainly a few years ago, would have been doing that and listening to that song. And it's very very warming, and makes you feel quite happy about going home.
That's it. You can just chill out at that point. And that's it. Drop tools, you're done.
Yeah, and then before, obviously, the pursuit of the next year, which comes around after what hopefully a lovely Christmas period. So, a really good choice. So, I think that's been great. I think I've taken up a lot of your time there, but it's been great to hear about the apprenticeship, Guy. I wish you the best of luck with it, and sounds like you have some really great plans. To take that forward, you're doing really good work with it, and I really would ask people to take a look at it, particularly if you are or you know of someone who's interested in an apprenticeship. This would be a really good place to go, so you can visit the Apprenticeship Guide by going to theapprenticeshipguide.com, where you'll find all of Josh's blogs, videos, and other details which are on there. And also, further than that, it was nice to also talk about some of the other aspects of your working life, and even going into a favourite subject of mine, which is football, and discussing the geography of where you live and Christmas. So if you'd like to find out more about UCEM's apprenticeships, visit ucem.ac.uk and look for develop talent for your business on the left hand side column. If you're an employer, or becoming an apprentice if you are a prospective apprentice. So thank you again, Josh.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
And thanks for listening.